them. Even if you don't know them, people on the street will greeting to you say, Shalom, Shalom.
这个沙龙沙龙就像我们说的 Hello, Hello.
It's like our say, Hello, Hello.
但是我们的 Hello 就是喂没有什么意思。
We say Hello, that means Hi.
但是神的百姓说沙龙的时候就说平安平安。
When the people of God say Shalom, it means peace, peace.
但愿神把他的平安赏给我们。
May God give his peace to us.
今天的早上我们要从约翰福音第五章来看一个题目。
This morning, we'd like to look by John chapter 5.
这个题目叫做久病得医的神迹。
The theme is the miracle of the healing of the infirm.
这是一个字面上我们可以看得出来的。
Literally,
如果你深入去看的时候，这个神迹是叫一个软弱，从软弱中变成刚强的神迹。
The miracle is a miracle of turning a weak into strong.
为了加深印象，我们还是把第五章一到第十节，我们把它念一下。
Maybe we shall read verse 1 through 10 again.
我们同声一起来念。
We'll read together.
这事以后，到了犹太人的一个节期，耶稣就上耶路撒冷去。
Which in Aramaic is called Bethesda, and which is surrounded by five covered columns. Here, a great number of people used to lie, the blind, the lame, the paralyzed. One who was there
had been in the valley for 30 years. 我们把那个小字啊，我们把它读一下。有古剑在此，有董后水洞，因为有天使按时下池子，搅动那水，水洞之后，无论害什么病，就痊愈了。在那里有一个人病了38年，耶稣看见他躺着。知道他病了许久，就问他说：“你要痊愈吗？”病人回答说：“先生，水冻的时候，没有人把我放在池子里，我正去的时候，就有别人比我先下去。”耶稣对他说：“起来，拿你的褥子走吧。”那人立刻痊愈，就拿起褥子来走了。那天是安息日。好，到这里。那我把这个今天早上要讲的纲要稍微提一下啊。第一个就是
，I'll mention the outline。
在这里第一节到第三节有许多的病人。
Verse 1 through 3, there are many who are sick。
从第五节到第十节说，到第十节说有一个病了38年的人得了医治。
And verse 5 through 10 says there is one who has been sick for 38 years. He was cured.
第十节到十八节就说到这个人病好了，就到殿里面去敬拜神。
And then 10 to 18 says when this one was healed, he went to the temple of God to worship God.
这是一个字面上的分法。
That's just by looking at the text.
那从另外一个角度来说，就是说在这里需要蒙怜悯的人。
Indeed, here there are those who need mercy.
第二个就是怜悯的主来了。
And then the Lord of mercy arrived.
第三，那这里就有人蒙了主的怜悯。
And then there are those who received mercy from the Lord.
就得着了医治，得着了释放。
And was released.
好，我们把这一段啊，我们来看一下这里的背景。
Now we'll look at the background.
这里是讲的时候有一个节期。
There is a feast.
这个节期也可以把它翻成一个宴席。
You could call that a feast.
因为犹太人的节期，特别是在旧约的时候，那个节期就是神为他们预备的一个宴席。
Their holiday is a feast prepared by God.
那这里是在发生在耶路撒冷。
It took place in Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷的意思就是平安的意思。
Which means the city of peace.
我们刚才说撒冷就是这个，就是这里边的撒冷。
Shalom means it is the peace, the shalom.
在这里有一个羊门，靠近一个羊门。
It took place near the sheep gate.
因为耶路撒冷里面有很多的门。
There are many gates in the city of Jerusalem.
它是有美门。
There is the gate of beauty.
有水门。
Of water.
有羊门。
And of sheep.
这里讲的羊门乃是受到什么？在这里需要是蒙神眷顾的所在。
It talks about a place where we need the care of God.
这里面有一个池子叫做比士大池。
There is a pool called Bethesda.
比士大的意思就是怜悯之家。
Which means the house of mercy.
在这里是一个日子，这个日子是叫做安息日。
The day was a Sabbath day.
如果我们把这些把它串在一起来看的话，
If you put all these together,
他说这里是一个神为他们预备宴席的所在。
Is when God prepared a feast for them.
他们在那蒙神的眷顾。
And they are cared by God.
他们在这里是蒙了神怜悯的人。
They are the house of mercy.
在这里应该有神的平安。
There shall be the peace of God.
他可以享受神的安息。
Then they may enjoy the rest.
这是这一幅的图，这段的圣经给我们看到一个背景。
This is the background of this passage.
但是事实上呢，
But actually,
在这里有许多的病人。
There are many who are sick.
他们是躺着的。
They are lying down.
他们是瞎眼的。
They are blind.
他们是瘸腿的。
They are lame.
他们是血气枯干的。
And they are paralyzed.
还有许多的病人。
And there are many others.
弟兄姊妹，把这两个东西摆在一起来看。
If you put the two together,
我们发现一面是神有很大的恩典要你到这个地方。
See, on one hand, there is great mercy that will come to this place.
但是在这里有许多的人的光景。
However, there are the condition of the people.
他们生病了。
They are sick.
他们没有人眷顾。
They have no one to care them.
他们的希望没有了。
Their hope, they don't have hope.
他们真的需要有人来怜悯他。
They indeed need mercy.
他们没有安息。
They do not have rest.
另外在这里还有他有五个廊子。
Here there are also five porticos.
这个圣经里面提到五的时候。
When the number five is mentioned in the Bible.
它藏着一个意义。
Often hides a meaning.
就是神的恩典。
The grace of God.
所以在这里他们也没有经历到享受到神的恩典。
Here, are they experiencing the grace of God?
所以他们就是在一副这样的一个很无奈痛苦的环境中。
A very hopeless and painful situation.
但是在他们的中间有一个传说。
But there is a saying among them.
如果能够来到这个比士大池子里。
They say if you can come to the pool of Bethesda.
因为天使的按时候会下来搅动水。
There are angels who will come at time.
他们说水先下去。
Whoever comes in,
无论他害什么病都可以得着医治。
Whoever comes in shall be healed, whatever illness he has.
那这一件事情在整个旧约圣经里面你找不到。
You can't find that in the whole Old Testament.
但是这件事却流传在他们的中间。
But it spread among them.
而且有许多的人来到这里。
Also, there are many who came.
但是这一个传说。
But that saying.
带给人的希望只有一个人。
Brings hope to one.
但是却有许多的人来。
But many came.
如果我们来看这些人。
If you look at those carefully.
他说是瞎眼的。
The blind.
我不知道那个水动的时候他怎么看得见。
I don't know how he can tell when the water is stirred.
那个是瘸腿的。
The lame.
不过他要走的时候怎么样，他别人比他进去，有别人可能就比他先下去。
How can he get in front of others?
还有血气枯干。
And those who are paralyzed.
听众们，在这种描述的情形啊，是这一般的人好像有希望。
As if they have hope.
虽然这个希望只有一个，一个人可以得着。
Even though only one of them could enter that hope.
但是他们还来。
But many came.
但是来了却是失望。
But the result is it's hope, it's a hopeless situation.
那在这里圣经就来描述说有一个人也来。
Especially there is one.
那这个人呢是病了三十八年
，who has been sick for 38 years，
而且是躺在那里
，lying there。
我不知道他是不是每年都来
，I don't know if he comes every single year，
还是每天都来
，or even every single day。
但是他说有三十八年之久
，but for 38 years，
每次一来，但是怎么样？都没有希望。
Every time he didn't get the hope.
那从后面的记载来看
，By the description later，
这个人会生病是因为犯罪。
We know the reason he was sick was because he sinned.
这样说病了许久
，Sick for a long time.
这一个病可以把它翻成软弱。
Sick, actually that sick means being infirm, being weak.
那软弱了许久。
He has been weak for a long time.
而且软弱到三十八年那么久。
For even 38 years.
而且软弱到个地步要躺在那边。
To a degree he lies there.
这是这个病人的情形。
That's the condition of that man.
那现在主耶稣来了。
Now Lord came.
啊，主耶稣来了以后，他说他看见他，他说在那里有一个人病了三年。耶稣看见他躺着。
When Jesus saw him lying there.
而且知道他病了许久。
And learned that he had been in that condition for a long time.
那主耶稣就问他说
，Jesus asked，
说你要痊愈吗
？Do you want to get well？
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣问这一句话
，As the Lord asked，
你要痊愈吗
？Do you want to get well？
啊，当这个病人听见了以后
，When this man heard，
他怎么回答
？How did he respond？
我们一起来念好吧，第七节。
Let's read verse 7 together.
病人回答说先生水动的时候没人把我放在池子里我正去的时候别人比我先下去弟兄姊妹主耶稣问他说你要痊愈吗
Jesus said do you want to get well
那这个人回答说什么
This man replied what
弟兄姊妹请你注意一下他的回答
Pay attention to his answer.
第一，他说，先生。
Firstly, sir.
第二。
Second.
没有人。
No one.
第三。
Thirdly.
我自己。
I.
弟兄姊妹，这一个病人的回答。
The
没有。没有直接回答主耶稣说我要得医治
was not a direct answer saying yes I want
但是从他的回答的里面是说，我要得着医治。
But by his answer, we can see he says, "Yes, I want to get well."
但是他的回答的里面又比要得着医治还藏着更多的内涵。
But it's more than that.
他说第一
，First，
说没有人把我放下去。
No one puts me down.
他说我指望有人可以帮助我。
I was hoping for someone could help me.
但是
，However，
却叫我失望。
I didn't get my hope.
第二
，Secondly，
我要靠我自己。
By myself.
当我想要下去的时候
，I want to go in.
啊，别人就比我陷下去。
Others goes down ahead of me.
靠我自己。也没有指望。
It's hopeless as well to depend on myself.
那么现在
，Now，
只有剩下一个。
There's only one answer left.
就是你，先生呀。
That's you, sir.
弟兄姊妹们，这个病人回答的真好。
That was a great answer.
他没有直接回答，但却是间接的回答呀。
He didn't answer directly, but he did answer indirectly.
然后在回答的里面，把他里面的真情，把真实的情形告诉耶稣。
As he answered, he revealed what's inside of him to Jesus.
人嘛，哇
！By man, hopeless.
靠自己也没有希望。
By myself, hopeless as well.
我现在唯有把我的指望放在对我说话的你这一位的先生。
Now I can only put my hope on you who speak to me.
我说，你要痊愈吗
？Do you want to get well?
先生，我要。
Sir, yes, I want.
而且我的指望在乎你的身上。
And you are my hope.
这是这个病人的回答。
That's.The answer of this infirm man.
然后主耶稣就对他说
Then Jesus said to him,
他说什么？起来
，Get up，
拿你的褥子
，Pick up your mat，
走吧
，And walk。
三个字，三个动作
，Three actions。
起来
，Get up，
拿
，Pick up，
走
，And walk。
弟兄姊妹，这。短短的几句话
，very briefly，
把主耶稣里头的一切的怜悯都彰显了出来。
Shows the mercy of the。
第一，我们来看说起来
，first get up，
这是一个充满何等的恩典
，such graceful。
他说主耶稣说起来
，said rise up，
因为神的话没有一句。不带着能力的。
Because no word of a God came without power.
所以当主耶稣在这里说起来的时候，乃是说到他是一位有能力的神。
As Jesus said, get up, it says he is a God with power.
第二，拿你的褥子走吧。
Secondly, pick up your mat.
他说，我对你所说的话。
What I told you.
就是生命。
Is life.
就是你
is spirit.
你曾经靠自己没有办法
Once you depend on yourself,
现在我对你说话
You couldn't get out. Now I speak to you.
这话里面带着生命带着力量
That word comes with life with strength.
你要起来拿你的褥子尽你的责任
You shall get up, pick up your mat, take your responsibility.
那我走吧
And walk.
在信心中行走
Walk in faith
把你的信心放在对你说话的这一位耶稣基督的身上
Put your faith on the one who speaks to you, the Lord Jesus
主耶稣就跟他说了三句话
Three words the Lord told him
弟兄姊妹们知道这一个病人啊
You know this sick person
他一直在看那个池子
He has been looking at the pool.
他一直在看别人。
He is looking at others.
他也自己在看自己。
He's been looking at himself.
但是主耶稣告诉说,
But as the Lord says, get up.
他叫他把他的眼睛向上看,
the Lord asked him to look up.
他把他的眼睛叫你说看天,
to look up to heaven.
把你的眼睛看是跟你说话的耶稣基督,
up to the one who speaks to you, the Lord Jesus.
弟兄姊妹, 在这里主的话, 叫他仰望耶稣。
Hear the word of God, ask him to look up to Jesus.
圣经说, 圣经没有说, 爬起来。
It didn't tell whether he get up.
圣经就说, 那人怎么样,
it just said the one, at once the man was cured.
我相信当他跟主耶稣说话的时候,
I believe as he was speaking to Jesus,
他把他的眼睛从人事物里面,
His eyes must have turned from others to the Lord.
注视耶稣,
looking at Jesus.
他说, 先生,
Sir,
这句话还可以这样说, 主啊,
it could be also translated Master.
他说, 主啊,
Master.
他把他的盼望放在耶稣的身上。
He puts his hope on Jesus.
那人怎么样? 立刻痊愈了。
At once that man was cured.
他就怎么样? 拿起他的褥子。
He picked up his mat.
他说, 他就走了。
And he walked.
弟兄姊妹, 这是主耶稣医治这个病人。
That's how Jesus cured that man.
那当这个人得到了的医治,
When this man was healed,
这叫做他来到比士大这里面真正的目的。
That's the true meaning he came to Bethesda.
比士大的意思就是怜悯之家。
Which means the house of mercy.
现在神把他的怜悯连到了这个人的身上。
Now the mercy of God indeed came down to this person.
当他得着了痊愈,
When he was cured,
他就从那个软弱中怎么样站起来,
He stood up in his weakness.
他就可以行走,
and he could walk.
这是一个何等荣耀的事法。
So glorious it is.
从38年的软弱中得着了荣耀的事法。
Released from the 38 year of sickness.
他就走了,
he walked.
用了何等的自由,
How free, what a freedom.
若是天父的儿子叫你自由,
If the Son of God set us free,
你就真自由了,
you shall be free indeed.
所以这个病人就得着了真正的自由。
So that man was, he got true freedom.
好, 他说, 走吧,
walked.
他说, 一直都走,
keep walking.
离开以前旧的环境,
left the old condition.
你以前病了, 软弱了, 躺在那里,
used to be sick, to be weak, to lie down there.
现在起来, 走, 一直都走, 往前走, 向前走。
Now stand up, walk, keep walking ahead.
走到哪里去?
Where did he go?
走到圣殿里头,
he walked to the temple of God
去敬拜神,
to worship God
把你心中的感谢献在神的面前,
give the heart, the thankfulness of your heart to God
来到神的面前,
come before God, the presence of God
他给你预备了一个何等丰盛的宴席,
how great a feast he has prepared for you
在神的殿中有真正的平安。
There was true peace in the temple of God.
在神的殿里面,
in the temple of God,
尝到神对你的眷顾和牧养。
You can taste the care and the shepherding of God.
当你走到神的殿中的时候,
when you walk into the temple,
这些 都是神的恩典。
These are all grace of God.
当他在圣殿中的时候，
as he was in the temple，
主耶稣遇见他，
Lord Jesus met him again。
这个遇见还有一个意思啊，就是找他。
There's another meaning. Lord Jesus was actually looking for him.
主耶稣在找这个人。
He was seeking that man.
因为这个人不知道主耶稣是谁。
Because he didn't know who.
他只知道说有一个人使我痊愈了，叫我拿起褥子走。
He just knew one. There was one cured me.
但是主耶稣就找到他。
But Jesus found him.
对他说一句话。
And told him.
他说不要再犯罪。
Sin no more.
你知道你的犯罪多严重吗？
You know how serious your sin was.
让你瘫痪瘫了38年。
Made you lie down for 38 years.
让你软弱软弱38年。
Made you weak for 38 years.
弟兄姊妹啊，朋友们，我不知道你我的一生有多少个38年。
Brothers, sisters, and friends, I don't know how many 38 years you have in your life.
我在想，我差不多大概是20岁的时候信耶稣。
I believe Jesus about 20 years.
一个38年，那就58岁了。
At 38, that's 58.
再加一个第二个38年多少？
At another 38 years, how old would I be?
我大概我的一生只有一个38年吧。
I think I have only one 38 years in my life.
弟兄姊妹，38年实在是个很长很长的岁月。
It was a long, long period.
他说，罪可以把我们一生的年日都耗尽。
Sin could consume the whole life.
如果弟兄姊妹，你想，主耶稣这个时候还不到38岁。
You know, Jesus wasn't 38 years yet at that time.
就是说，主耶稣还没有降生的时候，这个人就已经病了。
Before Jesus was born, this man was in sickness.
但主耶稣来了，
But the Lord Jesus came.
把真正的怜悯带给心灵深处痛苦的人。
Bringing true mercy to those who are painful in their hearts.
所以主耶稣告诉他不要再犯罪。
So Jesus said, stop sinning.
恐怕你遭遇的更厉害。
Let something worse might happen to you.
38年已经够厉害了。
38 years is long enough.
我再掉进去的话，
if you go back,
那个结局何等的悲惨！
How miserable it would be!
所以主耶稣这一句话是一个保护他。
So this word is for his protection.
叫他说：“你既然可以行走了。”
Now that you can walk.
你现在就说。不能走回头的路。
You can't go back.
你要走往前走的路。
You shall keep going forward.
你不要再走犯罪的路，你要走不可以再犯罪的路。
You shall no longer walk in the path of sin.
好让你一直享受到神的怜悯，神的平安。
That you can keep getting the mercy and peace of God.
那一天是安息日。
That day was a Sabbath.
弟兄姊妹们，一个人病了没有安息。
When you are sick, you do not have rest.
一个人软弱了没有安息。
If you are weak,
you do not
have rest.
瘫痪了没有安息。
If you are paralyzed, you do not have rest.
一个人把盼望放在人的身上，得不着帮助没有安息。
If your hope is on man, you will not get help and you will not have peace.
一个人这样靠自己。没有安息。
One who depends on himself will not have rest.
你要走一条依靠神的路。
You shall walk in the way of trusting God.
这一条路是叫你进入安息之路。
That's the way into rest.
所以主耶稣说不要再犯罪。
So Jesus said, stop sinning.
那么弟兄姊妹们，什么叫做罪？
What is sin?
我想有几面我稍微说一下。
There are different aspects I'd like to mention.
他说不是出于信心的都是罪。
Whatever is not from faith is sin.
凡犯罪的就是违背律法。
those who sin is to violate the law.
违背律法就是罪。
To violate law is to sin.
他说凡不义的事都是罪。
Whatever is unrighteous is sin.
他说眼高心傲这也是罪。
Being arrogant, that is sin.
这是圣经上比较明文说的。
Those are explicit texts of the Bible.
那当一个人犯罪以后，他的结果是什么呢？
What's the consequence of sin?
就是病。
It's to be sick.
这个病在这里的病是指的软弱来说的。
Especially here, being sick means being weak, being infirm.
你想说我们坐在这里大概没有什么病。
You might think as we are sitting here, maybe we are very well.
但是如果你从另外一个角度来想，你软弱不软弱？
But from a different angle, are you weak or not?
如果你软弱的话，
If you are weak,
你需要这个怜悯的主来怜悯我们。
We need the Lord of mercy to have mercy on us.
弟兄姊妹，我们在跟随主的这条路上，
As we follow the Lord,
是否也曾经软弱过？
Have we been weak?
如果你软弱了怎么办？
What would you do if you are weak?
像主耶稣这样说，起来，
like、
离开你的软弱，走吧。
As the Lord says, get up, leave your weakness.
但是是什么事情造成我们软弱？
But what made us weak?
当然罪是个很重要的因素。
Sin is a very significant fact.
那么曾经有一个人跟我这样说，
Once I met a man,
他说我今天会软弱不信耶稣。
He said the reason I'm weak and I don't believe in Jesus today,
就他以前信耶稣的，
He used to believe in Jesus.
现在不信了。
Now he no longer believes.
他说，就是因为某某人的缘故。
It's because of so and so.
弟兄姊妹，好像我们软弱，把责任归到别人的身上。
So when we are weak, we blame on others.
有人说我软弱，说是因为教会没有爱心。
Some may say I'm weak because the church doesn't have love.
有些人软弱怎么样？是因为有很多的不满。
Some might be weak because he has a lot of complaints.
不满这个，不满那个。
Complain about this and that.
这也会叫你软弱。
That could put you in weakness.
还有些是怨恨。
And some is bitterness.
有些的怨，怨到个地步，你这个人就瘫在那边。
You're bitter in your heart to a degree you're lying there.
那有些人遭遇到一些不如意的事。
Some may be in difficult situation.
或者是失去工作啊，
Lost job,
或者是亲人离开啊，
left their beloved ones,
或生病啊，
might be sick,
考试失败啊，
failed in your exam,
家庭产生一些的变故啊，
have changes in your family,
弟兄姊妹，这些都是人生会遇见的事。
All these are common phenomena of our lives.
那么我们在这些遭遇到这些事的时候，
As we run into these things,
我们的敏性上病了没有？
Will we be sick spiritually?
我们软弱了没有？
Are we weak spiritually?
若是没有，感谢神。
If not, thank God.
若是我们被这些打倒了，
If we are struck by these things,
盼望主耶稣对这个病人所说的话。
May the word that came to this man,
起来
，get up，
拿你的褥子
，pick up your mat，
走吧
，and walk。
弟兄姊妹，起来的意思是把你的眼睛放在主耶稣的身上。
To get up means to put your eyes on Jesus。
拿你的褥子就是尽你的责任。
Take up your mat means take your responsibility.
走吧，在信心中离开你的困境。
Walk in faith to leave your condition.
那么简单。
So simple.
但是却带着莫大的恩典。
but full of grace.
也带着极大的力量。
Full of power.
起来。
Get up.
拿你的褥子。
Pick up your mat.
走吧。
And walk.
不要再留恋你的处境。
Do not linger around your situation.
离开你的处境。
Leave your situation.
往前走。
Keep walking forward.
弟兄姊妹，从这一段的圣经里。
From this passage,
我们可以看见主耶稣是一位医治的主。
We can see our Lord is a Lord of healing.
主耶稣是个牧养我们的主。
He is a Lord that shepherds us.
主耶稣是供应我们需要的主。
He is the Lord who supplies our need.
主耶稣是叫我们可以从软弱变刚强，叫我们得着释放的主。
He is the Lord who can turn us from weakness into strength to release us.
而且我们知道他是一位安息的主。
And we also know He is the Lord of the Sabbath, the Lord giving us rest.
要把我们带入他的安息。
He wants to bring us into His rest.
如果今天早上
If this morning,
我们这些神的儿女
we as people of God,
我们要认识一件事
we shall know one thing,
当日医治病人的耶稣基督
the Lord Jesus who healed the sick one that day,
他是昨日、今日一直到永远不改变的主。
He is the one who was, who is, and who is to come.
他可以医治那个病人。
He can heal that man.
他仍然可以医治我们。
Still, he can heal us.
但愿我们从一切的软弱中出来。
May we leave all our weakness.
所以圣经上说，我们只敢坦然无惧地来到施恩座前。
So the Bible says we can come to the throne of grace but with boldness.
这个施恩座叫做恩典的宝座。
It's called the throne of grace.
我们可以来到这一位恩典的主跟前。
We shall come to this Lord of grace.
啊，得怜恤。
To gain mercy.
蒙恩惠。
And obtain grace.
做我们随时的帮助。
As our help.In time,
或者是及时的帮助
the help just in time,
叫我们离开困境
will help us to leave the difficult situation,
叫我们把我们的眼睛不再看人
that we shall no longer look at men,
不再看环境
look at our environment,
也不再看自己
not even ourselves,
让我们能够转眼注视他
But we can turn our eyes to Him.
圣经上也告诉我们说，我们要用信心的马。
We shall take the ankle of faith.
啊，抛在幔子里面。
To throw into the veil.
因为这里通到幔子里头的路。
Because the way into the veil.
主耶稣已经为我们打开。
The Lord Jesus has opened up for us.
这是一条又新又活的路。
That's a new and living way.
我们可以坦然无惧地来到至圣所。
With boldness, we can enter into the Holy of Holies.
来到这一位怜悯的主跟前。
Into this Lord of Mercy.
在至圣所的里面有一个月柜。
Inside the Holy of Holies, there is a Ark of Covenant.
在月柜的上面有个施恩座。
On top there is the mercy seat.
在这里神要向我们施恩，要向我们，要怜悯我们。
There our God shall give mercy and grace to us.
好让我们可以从他得帮助。
That we might obtain help from him.
叫我们可以有力量。
That we might have strength.
走，一直的走，向前的走。
Walk, keep walking, walking ahead.
走在平安的路上。
Walk on the way of peace.
或是今天早上还有慕道的朋友。
If there are those among us who are still seeking the Lord,
主耶稣要对你说，
Lord Jesus shall speak to you.
你要得救吗？
Do you want to get well, get saved?
对那个病人说，你要痊愈吗？
Do you want to get well, as he told that man?
因为主曾经对我们说过，
The Lord indeed spoke to us.
你要得救吗？
Do you want to get saved?
我说我要。
He said, yes, I want.
我们就信了他。
I want to have faith.
我们就成了神的儿女。
And then I can believe the children of God.
我想盼望今天早上圣灵也对你说。
I hope the Holy Spirit shall speak to you.
你要得救吗？
Do you want to get saved?
耶稣基督。
Lord Jesus.
他要拯救你。
He will save you.
他肯拯救你。
He is willing to save.
他愿意拯救你。
He wants to save.
他能拯救你。
He can save.
只要你跟他说要。
As long as you say yes, I want.
直接说要或者间接说要都可以。
If you say yes,
只要你要，他就
as long as you say yes,
他就可以救你。
He can save you.
你就可以得救。
You can be saved.
你就。可以得这一次。
You can be healed.
感谢神。
Thank God.
他的恩典那么大。
So great is His grace.
但愿今天早上这一段的圣经。
May this passage.
神给我预备了一个属灵的宴席。
Lord, prepare for us a feast.
是一个节期。
That's a holiday.
我知道每一次的聚会都是神给我们预备的宴席。
Every time we gather together, that is a feast prepared by God.
不要错过。
Do not miss it.
每一次来到主面前，亲近他，读主的话语。
Every time you come to Him to read His word.
也是他给我们预备的宴席。
Is the feast He has prepared for us.
主耶稣是个怜悯的主。
Our Lord is the Lord of mercy.
啊，必是大慈，成为我们可以靠近的地方。
May the pool of Bethesda become a place we can come to.
我们不需要到比士大慈去。
We don't need to go to the actual pool of Bethesda.
我们来到一个施恩的宝座前。
But we come to the throne of grace.
我们来到施恩座前。
Come to the mercy seat.
来经历神的怜悯。
To experience the mercy of God.
啊，主耶稣是我们的好牧人。
Our Lord Jesus is our good shepherd.
他要来牧养我们。
He will come to shepherd us.
他要来供应我们。
To supply our needs.
啊，主耶稣是一个医治的人。
He is one who come to heal us.
因为他曾经为我们受了鞭伤。
He was scourged for us.
叫我们可以得着医治，
that we might get cure.
叫我们的身心里都蒙他医治，
that our body, our soul, and our spirit could all be healed.
最后，这个日子是个安息日。
Lastly, this happened on Sabbath.
但愿我们常常在主的安息中过日子。
May we always live in the rest of God.
请我们低头一点祷告。
Let's bow down and pray.
我们请宇辉弟兄带我们祷告。
Ask Tom to pray.
主，我们实在是感谢你，照着你的恩典来去到我们这些软弱、瘫痪的人。无论我们的你的声音叩我们的心门说你要痊愈，你要得救吗？主，实在是我们说我们愿意，就不管我们有声的无声。